This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two big government health programs, Medicaid for low-income Americans and Medicare for seniors, turn 50 years old this year. A key part of Medicare, though, the Part D prescription drug benefit, went into effect less than 10 years ago. The law that established that benefit specifically prevented Medicare from directly negotiating the prices for those prescription drugs with the companies that make them. The Obama administration and some members of Congress want to change that, but perhaps not surprisingly, drug companies say things are just fine the way they are. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explores that debate from Washington.
At Neighborhood Pharmacy in Washington, D.C., pharmacist tech Saprice Barrett says about 30 to 40% of her clients use Medicare for their prescriptions.
And you can see them, like, you really can tell they're juggling the medication, trying to figure out what they need and don't need.
Barrett says Medicare premiums are pretty low and the copay's only a couple of bucks. But the independent pharmacy loses thousands of dollars a year trying to help bridge the gap when people can't afford their medicine.
Because we do try to help. We really do. But, hey, you don't know what to do.
Some advocates say those premiums could be lower and Medicare much more efficient if the agency could negotiate directly with drug companies. Currently, the insurance plans providing Medicare in different places are the ones negotiating. Dan Adcock is with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
Because these plans are so divided up into all these different fiefdoms, they're not getting the type of discounts on drugs they would be getting if they were using the entire Medicare population.
Adcock makes the comparison with the Veterans Administration and Medicaid, which negotiate for all of their members at once. The Congressional Budget Office says Medicaid pays 27 to 38% less than Medicare for the most commonly used drugs.
The reality is there is robust negotiation that already happens in Medicare.
That's Lori Riley. She's with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, the drug industry's main lobbying group. Riley points out Medicaid and the VA have fewer prescription choices available in their programs than Medicare. Plus, she says the individual providers are pretty good at haggling for drug prices.
These are purchasers that negotiate on behalf of tens of millions of people, and they're able to achieve significant savings.
But supporters of change have this number, $116 billion. That's the CBO estimate for how much Medicare could save over 10 years if it negotiated drug prices and rebates the way Medicaid does. Still, even if Medicare's negotiating power is changed, CBO says the savings would eventually disappear. Drug companies would raise the prices of new drugs to compensate. To Saprice Barrett, filling prescriptions at Neighborhood Pharmacy, every extra penny spent at the federal level eventually trickles down to extra costs for her customers.
I don't care how you look at it. At some point, somebody gonna take the loss.
Some members of Congress have introduced a bill to give Medicare direct negotiating power, but it's unlikely to move forward this session. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.